Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roteblatt, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roteblatt joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots! The broker never wants it. Sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roteblatt on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
And we do not want that to happen to you. And that's why every week we don't just give you the buy of the week from Charles Roteblatt. We give you the sell of the week as well. Now, Charles is our guest of the week, the only one who joins us twice, but he brings both sides to it. And if you want to know more about what he does, go to AAII.com to get information on the AAII Journal and all of their various publications, their meetings, all that great stuff. It's a great organization. You could also follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Roteblatt, which will give you an idea of what he's doing when he's not here. Charles Roteblatt, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Campbell Soup Company.
Well, that's ticker symbol CPB, and we all know that soup is good food. Why is soup not a good stock?
Well, considering it's 18 degrees here in Chicago, you think I'd be bullish on soup in general. But this company's struggling a little bit. It had a disappointing first quarter sales. It actually saw soup sales drop by about 6%. The company blamed what they termed as retailer inventory movements, which meant grocery stores cut back on the amount of soup that they're stocking. It also saw weakness in some of its other segments. Everyone associates Campbell's with those red and white soup cans, and Andy Warhol for that matter, but they're also involved. They own Petridge Farms. They put out Prego tomato sauce. They own the V8 brand of juices. And they're struggling right now. They're not financially, they're strong, but they are seeing sales weaken. They saw weakness in several areas. And that, from a timing standpoint, raises some questions. We can also look at the valuation. The stock's trading at nearly 21 times earnings at a time that we're starting to see business struggle. Not a lot of innovations in soup. If you look at the soup aisle, I don't think it's changed that much. Some lower sodium ones, you know, maybe a couple of new flavors, but let's face it, the old staples of tomato soup, chicken noodle, clam chowder, not a lot of innovation there. So you're paying a pretty high multiple for a staple. And when you look at business trends, I don't think it supports the higher multiple right now. I think if you're an investor looking to get in or out of a stock, I think right now you need to realize this stock's a little bit pricey given current business trends.
At the same time, just as lots and lots of folks have a can or two of Campbell's in their cupboard for a cold day or what have you, even if they're not planning to eat it anytime soon, a lot of investors would hold on to a stock like Campbell's Soup because, well, it's got a 3.1% yield. It's a name I know, and I don't necessarily think it's going to get so bad. Is this a stock where you think there's a fundamental change that's going to mean it's coming down and it's going to stay down? Or is this one where if you ride out the pain, if you're that investor who wants to do it, even though you wouldn't recommend that anybody ride out pain that might be significant, that at some point this just kind of comes back and just always winds up trading within a range?
You know, I think this is the type of stock where you have to realize the valuation is really high. As I said, this company is not going anywhere. Demand for soup's not going anywhere. It might ebb and flow depending on the cycle and the economy and obviously competition from private brands. But I think you do have to realize if you're looking at holding on to the stock that you are going to have some pain on a total return basis. You are going to incur what's known as opportunity cost, meaning not only the potential price decline in the stock, but also the potential price gain you could get by allocating your money elsewhere. So I think you have to realize the stock is priced too high. It's at risk of falling in price. And I think you need to make a decision as an investor. Do I want to ride out the stock? Because I know 5 or 10 years from now, Campbell's Soup will still be around. I know what it'll do 5 or 10 years from now. Or do I want to put my money elsewhere? And it's almost that Warren Buffett type of thinking where I know what the company is going to do. I like it, but if I start seeing it getting too pricey, I'm going to move my money out and perhaps find something that's more attractive.
You talk about how bad this could be in terms of broad generalities. Let's get a little more specific. If this company's going to take a haircut, or if we're going to wind up being burned by the soup, as it were, how bad's it going to get?
Well, there's two metrics I'll throw out there to give people a range. Right now, it's trading at 20.7 times earnings. Five-year average PE is 15.2. So that's, you're looking at about a stock that's about 25% overvalued based on that basis. And the yield is 3.1%, which sounds attractive until you consider that the five-year average yield is 3.4%. So that implies the stock's at least 10% overvalued. So I think we're looking at somewhere between that 10 and 25% drop in the stock. One of the things that could cause it is not only a shift by investors towards more cyclical stocks, away from the staple stocks, but also if we start seeing the Fed tapering interest rates, and that caused some investors to pull out some of the higher yielding stocks and to move away from the consumer staples sector. Both of those trends could hurt the stock. And obviously, if the company continues to disappoint on earnings, it already lowered its fiscal 2014 guidance. But if you see another bad quarter, that could also play a role as well.
So a 25% potential downturn, and over what stretch of time?
I think we're looking at over the next year, but I would put the asterisk. It does depend on what the Federal Reserve does with its tapering and how investors react to that accordingly.
Like I said, soup might be good food, but in this case, it is not a good stock. It is Campbell Soup, ticker symbol CPB, the sell of the week. Remember, yesterday's buy of the week was Helmerich & Payne, ticker symbol HP, and the guest of this and every week, Charles Roteblatt. He's the editor of AAII Journal, the only one who joins us twice each week. And if you want to follow him the rest of the time, well, go to Twitter and follow him at Charles Roteblatt. Charles, it's always a pleasure. Look forward to talking to you next week.
I do as well.
There is much more to go on the Wednesday, December 18th edition of Money Life. So stick around. Up next, it's the big interview, and we're going to be having a lot more fun as the day progresses. This is Money Life. Live it with us.